Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Sawona mlaleli kamene lihlele inkosi yethu Jesu wase Nazareth avingelelwa yimi usizo kwaZuma la sikhuluma ngengqikithi yokholwa. Ngiyathanda ukuthi sibheke ukuthi besibheke ini noma besifundisa ngani in the past few weeks hleli ezikhalini zikamoya ukubheka ukuthi what is the armor of God. We looked at the helmet of salvation, sabheka ukuthi iyini, sabheka ukuthi what is the belt of truth, who is the truth, what is your truth as umntana kaNkulunkulu during a time lapho abazalwana abaningi banyakazisekile basukile ekholweni, sabheka ukuthi what are the shoes of the gospel, sabheka ukuthi what is the shield of faith, what is the breastplate of righteousness, and then now sihleli enkembeni ekuyizwi likaNkulunkulu. What is the word of God? Sesabheka ke kulama viki aphelile as we are sitting in this offensive, because this is the only weapon that is offensive mawumntana kaNkulunkulu. It is the sword of the spirit. Ngoba lisizwe kaNkulunkulu kuba Hebrew chapter 4 verse 12, ngokuba izwi likaNkulunkulu liphilile linamandla, libukhali kuneyinkemba zonke ezisika nhlangothi zombili, liyahlaba liyahlukanisa, liyinkembe esandleni sakho sesengumntana kaNkulunkulu. And ngifuna ukusho ukuthi zijwayeze fundise futhi uzijwayeze ukulisebenzisa izwi likaNkulunkulu empilweni yakho nanoma ngabe ubhekana nasiphi isimo, ngoba izwi likaNkulunkulu eyona nkemba onayo. Lalela, kwesinye isikhathi bazothi imithi, kwesinye isikhathi bazothi hamba uthathe ino hlanganise nani, azisebenzi lezo zinto, esebenzayo yizwi likaNkulunkulu uma wena ungumntwana kaNkulunkulu. So siye sabheka ukuthi ulizwi ungubani, nasathola ukuthi uKristu Jesu lo ongumsindisi wethu namhlanje ungulizwi. He is the word that created the heavens and the earth. Ngoba khona lapha kuGenesis lithi zikaNkulunkulu ekuqaleni uNkulunkulu wadala amazulu nomhlaba, bese liyakhuluma ukuthi bekwenzakalani kuGenesis 1 verse 2, bese kuverse 3 lithi uNkulunkulu wathi lelizwe elaphuma emlonyeni wakhe linguKristu Jesu uqobo lwakhe, lahamba la yodala konke beligibele phezu kwamandla kamoya oyingcwele. That's our God, that's the God esimkhonzayo thina. Bese lo lizwi futhi waphinde wahamba wayongena esibeletheni sika Maria, ingqikithi yokukholwa kwethu le ukuthi siyakholwa ukuthi uJesu Kristu unguNkulunkulu owaba umuntu, wasifela izono zethu, waba yiwundlu elakhokhela zonke izono, elisivulela umnyango ukuthi ngelinye ilanga sikhona ukungena ezulwini sibuyisane futhi noNkulunkulu. Eyona ngqikithi yethu yokholwa, into esiyifundisayo la ekhaya sese-Radio Pulpit. So namhlanje ngifuna ukukhuluma ngezwi likaNkulunkulu eliyinkemba empilweni yakho. Let's read again lana kwabaseFeso chapter 6, sibona ukuthi uthini uverse 12 noma uverse 10 uthi, elokugcina qinani enkosini nasemandleni ayo amakhulu. Why athi qinani enkosini? Ngoba mawusesewumntana kaNkulunkulu, you'll always be facing something. The champion, noma the breakfast of champions, is trials and tribulations. Mawuvuka ekuseni uSathane sekakulindile nesimo esithi lalela kahle kahle, ungabheki usathi good morning, yekela ugood morning. Mawubheki ifastera akukhumbuza isimo sakho ukuthi ungakhohlwa ukuthi wena unasinkwa, ungakhohlwa ukuthi wena usebenzi, ungakhohlwa ukuthi wena kunje umntwana kalalanga endlini or ini. Zonke izimo zihlale zikubingelela imihla namalanga, kodwa uPaul uthi elokugcina qinani enkosini nasemandleni ayo amakhulu. Ngoba uNkulunkulu esimkhonzayo uNkulunkulu onamandla, and akanamandla kuphela kodwa unamandla amakhulu. Bese lithi hlomani izikhali zonke zikamoya. So the first instruction ukuthi uqine wena. Esithu ukuthi hloma usesengumntwana kaNkulunkulu. Uthi hlomani izikhali zonke zikaNkulunkulu, hayi esisodwa kuphela, hayi ezithu, but uthi zonke izikhali zikamoya. Hlomani ikhali zonke zikamoya ukuze nibe namandla okumelana namaqhinga kaSathane. Let me tell you something. Lento obhekane nayo le manje namhlanje usesengumntwana kaNkulunkulu iqale ezweni likamoya. The reality oyibhekayo, oyibonayo, oyi-experience-ayo, it's not the reality eyezwi likaNkulunkulu. Ngoba uSathane unamaqhinga, uSathane uyazikhanda izimo ezizomanifesta empilweni yakho kube sengathi uNkulunkulu akekho. That's why we want to equip you ukuthi uzokuqala bese wenzani, ukhuluma loku izwi likaNkulunkulu elithi ukukhulume phezu kwesimo sakho, bese isimo sakho siyaguquka ezweni likamoya, bese izwi likamoya li-influencer izwi lenyama, bese kwenzakala lento esiyibiza ukuthi yi-breakthrough empilweni yakho usesengumntwana kaNkulunkulu. Because the sword of the spirit is the word of God that you speak over your life, over your circumstance. Bese lithi ngokuba asibambene negazi nenyama, kodwa sibambene nemibuso, namandla, nababusi bezwe, balobubumnyama nabawomoya bobubi emkhathini. Impi yethu isemkhathini. Usese ngumntwana kaNkulunkulu ulwa emkhathini. Wena every time you speak the word, yebo usezweni lenyama, but lokho kushoyo kwenzakala emkhathini. Bese umkhathi informa impilo yakho ukuthi makube njani empilweni yakho. Ukwazibuza ukuthi why uye waphupha leliya phupho leliyana bese emva kwaloko kwenzeka. It's because uNkulunkulu bekakubonisa ukuthi ezweni lika moya into yenzekile. This thing has already happened in the spirit realm. The spirit realm is always ahead of schedule, and the physical realm is always catching up, and it's always aligning itself. Mawufunda uGenesis 1 chapter 1 wonke, it is the book of creation. That's where God was releasing the word ukuthi makube khona ini, kwaba khona ini, kwaba khona ini. But mawufunda uGenesis chapter 2, ngibiza ukuthi that is the book of manifestation, because lokhu uNkulunkulu akukhulumile yikhani manje kuvela ezweni lenyama. Bese lo muntu amdalile ku Genesis 1 verse 28 uyaqhamuka manje uyamanifesta lithi zikaNkulunkulu uJehova wahamba wayemhlabathini waqala wambumba, was manifesting this person. So izwe likamoya lialigna nezwe lenyama. Izinto ziqala ezweni likamoya kuqala. Usese ngumntwana kaNkulunkulu, anginandaba ukuthi abathakathi bathini, anginamsebenzi ukuthi umbuso womnyama uthini, anginamsebenzi ukuthi bathi bazokuthakatha emsebenzini or whatever, but you need to know ukuthi wena you are at an advantage, because lithi zikaNkulunkulu qina enkosini nasemandleni ayo amakhulu, amandla lawo waphethe anamandla ukudlula whatever obhekana nayo empilweni yakho. So lithi zikaNkulunkulu ngokuba asibambene nenyama negazi. Lalela, each and every time when you are doing this life thing, you are interacting with the spirit realm on a daily basis. You need to always watch what you say. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I'm just laying a foundation of how we can actually use the sword of the spirit. Sisese ngabantwana bakaNkulunkulu. See, you are the sword of the spirit because it is the weapon that was given unto us, which is offensive in nature. It is the weapon that changes situations. The shield of faith is slung so kolwa siyakuvikela ukuthi uSathane makathi ngizoqeda ngawe bese sothwe nangeke bese uyakholwa ukuthi uNkulunkulu utheni ngeprotection yakhe ivimba lezo zinto ukuthi zingenzeki. Kodwa inkemba kamoya iyakhona ukuthi ihambe yo destroyer nanoma ngabe yini uSathane athuzama kuyenza. Iyakhona ukuthi ireverse ama spiritual transactions awe empilo yakho nawe family yakho nabo bonke obathwele ekukhulekeni. That is the sort of the spirit. So mawumntana kaNkulunkulu, you need to understand ukuthi the weapons oziphethe lithi zikaNkulunkulu, they are not carnal, azibonwa ngamehlo futhi akusizitha noma akusiyikhali zenyama. They are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. When bangeza bafake iintambo, bangeza bangagubha phansi emagedini benze zonke izinto abazenzayo abantu basezweni. But lalela wena, inkemba kamoya lo iphethe eyizwi likaNkulunkulu inamandla ukudlula noma ngabe yini obhekane nayo. So namhlanje ngifuna ukukukhuthaza ukuthi lithembe izwi likaNkulunkulu empilweni yakho. You need to be grounded in the word of God. Bengisakhuluma even in the past few weeks ukuthi zifundise ukuthi ulifunde izwi likaNkulunkulu, uhlale ezwini likaNkulunkulu, ulivumele likhulume nempilo yakho, because uyothatha lona lelo zwi likaNkulunkulu bese sowusebenzisa lona esimeni sakho, bese soyasinqoba isimo noma ngabe yisiphi obhekane naso. But awunqobi kuphela ngezwi likaNkulunkulu, kodwa ukhona nokuthi udale izinto ezintsha ofuna ukuzibona empilweni yakho. Uma ufuna ukuya to the next level, the word of God is your answer, because the word of God is creative in nature. Next week ngifuna ukuthi sihlale kakhulu ekutheni how do you use this sort of the spirit empilweni yakho. Ukhuluma kanjani, ukhuluma uthini? But for now I want you to actually know this weapon eyizwi likaNkulunkulu ukuthi iyini empilweni yakho, because this weapon is very, very powerful. Whether people can agree or not, noma kungaze kwenzakaleni, the reason why abazalwane bakhokhoba baya eyindaweni ekungamelanga baye kuzo is because they do not understand the power that they are holding in their hand, ekuyinkemba, ekuyizwi likaNkulunkulu, ngoba lona lezwi yilo eladala amazulu nomhlaba. Bese wena uyalisebenzisa esimeni sakho. How powerful is that? Usese ngumntana kaNkulunkulu. So namhlanje kuseni ngifuna ukukutshela ukuthi noma ngabe ubhekane nasiphi isimo, uzonqoba, because uNkulunkulu uthe ezwini lakhe, you are more than a conqueror. Qina. Ngifuna ukuthi wena osomfungela uJehova uthi sengiyayiyeka lento yokukhola ingisebenzeli, buya mntana sekhaya, iyaqhubeka lendlela. Vele sonke sibhekane nazo, kodwa sonke siyazinqoba ngoba siphethe inkemba eyizwi likaNkulunkulu. uNkulunkulu akubusise mlaleli.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.